So I guess we can just get started as we wait for more people to join. For Mark and James on the call, we always usually start the meeting with a antitrust policy notice and code of conduct. So if you can please take a quick look, and then we can quickly go into the meeting notes. So, James, is this your first time on the call?
It is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. So we usually start the call just with a quick introduction, just to see who's new to the group and call and, you know, kind of get to know each other. And if you don't mind, James, just quickly telling us a little bit about what you've been working on and your interest levels with the social impact group.
Yeah, sure. So I recently completed the EBX course for Hyperledger, just in general, taking a look at all the different frameworks and tools. And obviously they followed that up with a bunch of links, some of which pointed me to the social impact group. So I'm just curious to see what y'all talk about and how I can get involved.
Great. Mark, would you mind also doing a quick introduction?
Yeah, hi, I'm Mark Liberati, Policy Specialist at the United Nations Volunteer Program. I was also in the working group on blockchain, artificial intelligence, and big data. And that's sort of my interest in joining this group and seeing how what ideas would be potentially applicable to any emerging use case or ideations we're considering. So, thank you.
Thanks, Mark and James. And so just a quick introduction of me. So I'm chairing the Social Impact Special Interest Group, and my personal interests are more in the energy and the climate and environmental sectors. So just to quickly kind of go through what we're going to be talking about today, a couple of different things. Right now we're in the process of planning some of the activities that we'll be working on for 2020, just as we transition, with the holiday schedule that everyone has. And everything. So a couple of things that we'll go through are administrative, and we'll talk about some of the work streams and projects that we are looking to identify, and also look for a call for community presentations, just to kind of get some folks within the community interested and engaged in talking about some of their use cases and projects that they're working on. And we'll do a quick community update. So James, just since this is your first time, one thing that we as a SIG worked on a little bit few months back was we actually did a SIG level kind of like a pulse survey where we really try to identify the areas where everyone amongst the community was interested in. And I think there were three things that really stood out. One of them was drafting white papers, so working as a group to identify new topics and develop a white paper that would really help inform the community. Other things are research oriented, such as finding new use cases and identifying best practices that would be useful for the overall community at large. And one of the other things was community liaison. So essentially, you know, being able to identify new groups or existing groups and communities that really can help inform our knowledge sharing sessions, as well as lessons learned sharing amongst the community. So these were a couple of things that I think we had some interest in. And James, if you're interested in any of these, there's a couple ways to get involved. So on one hand, we also have team members identified for each of these sections, but within each of these, we also have an area where you can identify different projects and really kind of, you know, join these calls and get people that are also interested in this to work with you on some of these activities. One thing just to quickly kind of point out, and I mentioned this briefly to Mark in the beginning of the call, is so one of the projects that we were working on is the kind of the state of social impact ecosystem. And it's really kind of identifying, amongst the various sectors for social impact, where the current trends are and where the current status of those are, especially as blockchain kind of is related into that. and how those blockchain technology is currently being used in those sectors. So this is one thing that originally we were targeting to do it as a panel discussion, but I think we're going to be transforming that into a blog post as well as potentially a white paper as well. So here's, if you're interested, you know, feel free to jump out or just reach out directly to us afterwards. But just to quickly show you guys what we're trying to do. So for the state of social impact ecosystem, and the title is subject to change depending on how this thing moves forward a little bit, but we're really trying to develop a blog post that highlights blockchain for social impact use cases, and the different sectors are highlighted in agriculture, land rights, climate, environment, digital identity, financial empowerment, governance and democracy, and health and wellness. And what we'll be trying to do is, you know, highlighting the current landscapes, what are some of the common use cases that are currently being used in some representative companies that are currently in the space, and also identifying areas that this sector will be moving towards. A couple other things I think a few folks have identified, we're also developing survey questions for some respective companies, just between 5 to 10 questions that can really help drive some of the further research and help understand a little bit more of where they're headed towards and any kind of, you know, gap areas that might exist, and really inform future development of this into something more extensive. And it could be a white paper, or it could be, you know, some type of research paper or some type of business understanding. So that's one thing that we're currently working on. And so this is also the section where you can identify some white papers. Do you have any questions before I move on?
Nope.
Okay, great. Mark, any questions from you? Okay. So these are a couple of different things. The other thing is definitely want to kind of ask, you know, Mark and you, James, if there are any particular community presentations that you guys would be interested in seeing for this SIG and as well as for other, you know, for the other months. So we have some openings in December and January. And I know two of the ones that have been identified in the past were discussions on Indie and Sawtooth. And right now I'm working on identifying some presenters for those. But do you have any other ones that you guys kind of have interest in?
Yeah, I don't really know yet.
Okay, and James, I think you mentioned that you just were certified. So we actually had Chris Ferris from Fabric presenting to us in one of the earlier meetings. If you're interested, I could definitely shoot over the link and you can listen in. There's definitely some very engaging conversation there.
Oh, absolutely, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if that's it for the administrative level stuff. A couple other things in terms of the community updates. So we actually, I don't know if Mark, you attended, but the University of Manchester had given a presentation as well as a demonstration of their project to fight modern slavery and how they implemented that using Hyperledger Fabric. This happened on November 28th. One of the other events was the World Trade Organization Blockchain and Trade Forum in Geneva, Switzerland. I don't know if anyone attended from that. But in terms of the upcoming events, so one of the major upcoming events is going to be the Hyperledger Global Forum. This will be in March. And James, if you're, you know, if that's something that you'll be attending, definitely look into that. There's going to be some pretty engaging technical discussions, as well as some different use case presentations as well. Are there any other upcoming events that you guys will be attending in the future, just so that we have them for some of the other folks that might be interested in going as well?
There's that one in, was it late February? Shoot, I forget the name of it.
No worries. I mean, if you want to shoot it over, or you can edit the wiki page And it's available if you have an LFID account. And if you need the instructions for that, I'd be happy to send that over to you as well.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Thank you.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for joining.
Hey, good morning. Sorry for the delay. I apologize. Running a little behind.
No worries. We're actually just about wrapping up for today. I think it's going to be more of a short call, but if there was anything that you're interested in discussing, you know, happy to add that. And I think Jim had mentioned that you might be interested in doing one of the presentations at some point. Is that something you're interested in?
But
pardon me, I'm sorry. I couldn't quite catch that. Hey, Sean. All right, we'll catch up with him later. So for the rest of you guys, is there anything else that you guys want to discuss before we call it a quick meeting?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Oh, hi, Sean. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, sorry about that. I think I cut out briefly, but you were mentioning that you guys wanted me to do a presentation, and I was just asking when did you guys sort of want me to do that, and then I can also I'll go and chat with Jim as far as, you know, any specifics or details that you guys really wanted me to focus on as well. And of course, anybody can sort of hop in.
Yeah, that sounds great. So we have some openings. So our next meeting is going to be right before Christmas holiday, and likely we'll make that also keep that kind of fairly brief and do more of a, I think, discussion of some of the administrative stuff. But if you want to start the new year, so we have some openings in January. If you want to take a look and see which dates work well for you, the link to the community presentation and how you can you know, just put your name on a date that works is right in the meeting notes.
Gotcha. Yep, I see it up there. All right, perfect. No, I definitely can do that. And yeah, I'll shoot for early January. And you'll probably see a couple emails from me just for some rubric or some guidance, you know, to sort of tailor it towards this audience. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me know if there's anything you need, and that sounds great. We'll look forward to it.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Awesome. So I think that's it for today's call, unless you guys have anything else that you guys wanted to add. And we will, so one of the things to look forward to is, so right now we're talking with the media folks over at Hyperledger. So we'll be coming out with kind of an outline and rubric, and then we'll use that for some of the development of the blog post. So that will be forthcoming. That's it. Awesome. Well, so thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Alrighty. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye-bye.